Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, catch-uppers, welcome to the podcast.
What did it just say? We should change our intro to this.
Oh, instead of it goes like this, you go, okay, that's not going to make any sense yet if you haven't listened to the catch-up, but it will very soon.
That's Ellie Saturday night, half cut.
No, not half cut.
I mean,
I was actually very fine. I was genuinely just caught up in the moment of post-AFL Grand Final glory.
Okay, she was full cut after the AFL Grand Final. She was down there celebrating, tried to start a chant.
Yeah, you'll hear it. You'll hear it in full very soon. Chants are my new thing, apparently.
Yeah, they are. We have a good laugh.
We did. We did a good effort, actually, to get through today because it was the Monday after a long weekend.
Yeah, always a bit slower. Kind of forgot how to talk into this big thing.
Yeah, I know. I had plenty of gear for Screw Up Fridays already. Pretty much make that montage as we speak.
We found out that you like to hide in bushes. You're a creep. You usually do it outside of schools, but you got arrested over the weekend and now you don't do that anymore.
None of that's true. We do know that you like to hide under my bed, though. That is confessed in this episode.
I know. You found out the hard way, didn't you?
My family's going to listen to this and they're always like, why is Josiah such a creep to you?
No, it'll make sense.
I don't know.
Oh, tell your parents if they listen to the show, it'll make sense.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Hey, one more time. I've lost it.
How good's footy?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking
for.
Oh, there it is.
Footy.
Here we go.
How good's footy?
I should make a new one. How good's the catch-up? How good's the catch-up?
I'll get around that one.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Good night on Saturday night.
Congrats to the Richmond Tigers for a massive win over the Giants.
I'm the type of person who loves a bandwagon. Yeah. I will jump on the majority bandwagon left, right and centre if I don't have an allegiance to a team already. So obviously I'm a West Coast Eagles supporter. They got knocked out. So on Saturday night, being in Melbourne, I was like, I'm a Tig through and through, yellow and black. I bleed it. So I jumped on the bandwagon, went to Swan Street in Richmond after the game to, you know, soak in all the festivities.
And to get your Dustin Martin haircut.
Yeah.
You look great this morning.
Thanks so much. And I really just blended in with the rest of the Tigers supporters. The Richmond's theme song was being sung left, right and centre the whole night. And I've got some audio that got sent to me by a friend this morning.
This is so good.
Of us on Swan Street. And you might hear a familiar voice at the end of it trying to start up a different chant. Have a listen.
Yellow and black, go with the Tigers!
How good's footy? How good's footy?
How good's footy? Is that what you tried to start?
I was so caught up in the atmosphere. I just love footy. I love the fact it brings everyone together. There's so much joy in the
air. I'm not arguing with you. So, I love footy. How good is footy?
Would you have joined in?
I do love footy. So, yeah, well, you're such a bogan, aren't you?
I really am. Like, I'm not proud, but also I am a little bit.
Ellie, I don't know if you forgot something, but we're at the Benalla Races on Friday.
Do you know what? I didn't forget how good footy is. Sorry.
On the way back, we got a bus, which is pretty loose with all our listeners there.
Mm.
That How Good's Footy chant wasn't the only chant you started on the weekend. I've got audio on my phone, which I'm about to play to you, of a chant that you made everyone on our bus do together at the same time. Goulburn Valley, have a listen to this.
EJ! 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 EJ!
You started that chant to get me to rap for everyone.
No, I didn't. You said to everyone, I want you all to chant my rapper name. And you made everyone join in. Everyone's like, why are we chanting this? This is so weird.
I mean, that sounds like a crowd who loves it, by the way.
E-chain!
This does not sound like a crowd who loves it. That sounds like one bogan chick trying to be a Tigers supporter.
Oh, you are such a bogan.
I really am.
A hot bogan, I'll give you that.
Oh, thank you. Boy, how good's footy,
How good's footy?
How good is footy?
This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to tell you the best story you'll hear this week. It's about a woman, an American woman named Therese, whose sister was getting engaged, which is a massive moment. They're very close sisters.
Therese?
That's how it's spelled, yeah. Therese Merkel. Her sister Rachel Merkel and Andrew Philibeck, they were getting engaged.
What a terrible last name, Merkel.
You're a terrible, says the guy whose last name is Shawa.
Yeah, it's a great last name. You can sing it. Sha-la-la-la-la. You can't sing Merkel. Sounds horrible. It sounds like a disease.
I'm looking at the Merkel in the mirror.
Yeah, I guess you can. I'll take that back.
Anyway, so Therese decided she wanted to be at the proposal because it's the biggest moment in her sister's life. Why, like, where would you rather be?
Oh, at home, watching the footy, to be honest, with a glass of wine in hand.
She doesn't care about, oh, I'm black. So she decided in order to be there but not ruin the moment for Andrew and Rachel, she'd hide and camouflage herself. So he was proposing next to this like bushy forest.
Hang on a sec. Was she like a secret photographer or something?
Yeah, she did take some photos, but she wasn't required to be there. She just wanted to be there.
What a creep.
No, I get it. I love proposals.
What do you mean? Not to camouflage yourself and hide in a bush.
Well, that's the thing. So she's taken it to the next level.
Freak.
You'd think maybe she'd just go like find a tree and hide behind it. No, no, no. She created herself a camouflaged bush costume, complete with twigs and branches and everything, and hid in the bush. And just all you could see was her little eyes poking out. And she watched the whole thing.
I reckon I've seen a couple of creeps look like that when I drive down the causeway here on the way to Maroopna.
Yeah, but they're not watching a proposal. They're there for a very different reason. Anyway, so she had a perfect view of the whole thing. He didn't even know that she was there, the guy who was proposing. Neither. It didn't ruin the moment at all until at the very end when she emerged from the bush. She's like, congratulations, guys. They were like, what is going on?
Imagine if you got proposed to and your sister comes out of the bushes in the most romantic, best moment of your whole life and your hot sister Liv, right?
Whoa, don't need to call her hot.
Wearing a bush outfit saying, congrats, guys. And you're like, whoa, what are you doing here?
Now, good gag, though, like props to Liv, if that's the case.
You don't do gags in the biggest moment of your life.
You do. Well, I've had to hide for people's proposals before. Granted, it wasn't in a bush, but my friend got engaged a couple of months ago, and we all had to go in the garage.
What for?
So, like, she got home to the house and he'd set up the candles and the red carpet and everything and proposed and then brought her out to the garage and said, I've got a surprise for you. And
of the what?
The garage. Am I saying that right? Garage?
Garage.
Garage.
Garage. I say garage.
Merkel.
We move on.
Did you say garage?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Garage. You sound very
garage.
French.
Garage.
That sounds very French.
Okay, well, anyway, I was in the garage and we all cheered and it was amazing.
I don't like public proposals. Oh. Like, if you're doing it out there, I'm not going to like tell you off for it. I just think it's a real private moment. You don't need people hiding in bushes. You don't need people hiding in garages. You don't need people anywhere. Garages. I don't even know how to say the word anymore.
I feel like we need to end it here.
Was it awkward when you all came out of the garage and they were just there? You know,
now whenever you say garage, I can't concentrate. No, it was beautiful. We all hugged her. I also hid my phone in the room and filmed it.
You can get arrested for that.
No, I had their consent.
No, I actually hid on the weekend.
Here's a gag coming. No, strap yourselves in, Golden Valley.
You might not know this because you're a bit off chops, but Friday night when you got home for the races, I was underneath your bed.
Oh, I can't do it. Get up
with Josiah and Ellie on Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
Meet me in the riddle, everyone's favourite segment.
Stop it.
Every single Monday, just before the song, I threw out the riddle. One night, a king and a queen went into a castle. There was nobody in the castle and nobody came out of the castle. In the morning, though, three people came out of the castle. Who were they? If you know the answer, 13, 12, 16.
Oh, I've got another guess.
Well, say you get during the song, tell me the guess that you told the Global Valley.
My initial thought was she was pregnant and she gave birth overnight.
That's a very good guess, but you're incorrect. Ugh. Technically, though, that could have happened. We do have Ruby from Dookie, though, on the phone. Morning, Rubes.
Morning, how are you going?
We are really well for a Monday. What is the answer to the riddle, though?
One night.
Bang, she's right. Is that what you were going to say?
No, I was going to say, like, oh, it was the morning before. It wasn't the morning after. You didn't say, doesn't matter.
One night, a king and a queen went into a castle. You got to think carefully
I'm mad about that. Good on you, Rubes. Well done. Proud of you.
All right. Thank you.
Ellie's had a big weekend, Ruby. Oh, she's not switched on today.
All right.
All right. Riddle number two. Let's see if you get this. If not, Felicity from Lancaster is on the line.
Yep.
How many months of the year have 28 days?
Oh, I know the answer to this.
All
one.
Of them.
Yeah, it was an easy one this morning. Well done.
Good job, Ruby.
Oh, thank you.
You're not meant to get it that easy. It's not the aim of the game is to
She's
not
really
get
good.
Them that easy.
If she gets this one straight off the bat, that'll be the quickest clean sweep we've ever had.
Timmy's mother had three children. The first was named April. The next was named May. What was the name of the third child after that?
Kenny.
Incorrect. I think you heard that wrong. Timmy's mother had three children. The first was named April. The next was named May. What was the name of the third child? I'll give you another chance.
Timmy?
Timmy. I said Timmy. Timmy's mum, yeah.
We'll give you that. I was like, maybe she's a big South Park fan and she's just literally picked any name. Like, yeah, Kenny. Sounds like Kenny.
Nah, I knew where your brain was. Did you think I said Kenny?
Yeah, I did.
Nah, the answer is Timmy. His mum had three children, April, May. You meant to say June, but you didn't.
Ruby, are you like an astrophysicist or something? How are you so smart?
Oh, I don't know. Dookie College got me good.
Yeah. Ah, Dookie College, that'll do it.
What do you do with yourself now?
Oh, right now I'm on my way to Canberra.
Oh, beautiful. Oh. What's happening in Canberra? You a Raiders fan?
No, picking up a car for the fridge. A fridge for the car.
Oh, beautiful. Stay there because Canberra's buzzing at the moment. She's... The Raiders are in the grand final this week.
Oh, righto.
She's used all her brain power on Meet Me in the Riddle. Picking up a car for the fridge.
Well, have a safe trip up the Hume, Bree, and thanks for playing. Congratulations.
Thank you, no
Ruby.
What's your name? What did I say?
You got
it. Oh, I had a big weekend too.
Oh, none of us have got brains working this morning. Get up with Josiah
and Ellie. Not bad.
The Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Good
boys. Josiah, I've got a story to tell you that happened to me over the weekend. And I want to start off by saying, who knew that the Pussycat Dolls were so wise when they said this? Be careful what you wish for because you just might get it.
I wish I win the lotto.
Careful what you wish for. Okay? You and I have been wishing for the last few weeks. In fact, we've been going out and actively seeking one thing, and that is getting swooped by a magpie. We thought, it'll be a bit of fun. We went to a Echuca. We went magpie hunting. We said, come at us, bro. Come get us.
They were scared.
Yeah.
We won.
We won. They were nowhere to be found. We looked in Benalla. We've looked in Shep. We've gone all around looking for magpies to swoop us because we thought, that'd make a funny video, wouldn't it? Like, we're pretty brave. Careful what you wish for, Josiah. Over the weekend, I left my car in town after the Benalla races, very responsible, and so decided on Saturday morning to walk into town from my house to get my car. So I was walking along the boulevard. It was a beautiful morning. The sun was shining. There was birds chirping.
Your head was pounding.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. The Goulburn River was just bustling away, gurgling away next to me. I thought, how good's life?
Great spot to have a cheeky vom on the way to the car on a Saturday morning. That's what
no,
you thought.
I did not do that. Did not do that. As I'm walking along, my podcast in my ears.
Josiah and Ellie,
no doubt. No, it wasn't actually. Having a great old time. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, one came. A magpie came out of nowhere and swooped me. And not only did it swoop me, but it made a sound like a... like a squawking sound and scared the absolute bejesus out of
me.
Well,
it makes sense because we've been saying how they have facial recognition and yes. When they see your face they don't like you, they'll swoop you. Ellie, think about it.
What?
When you don't get swooped, you're with me. They like me. I'm friends with the magpies. I talk about on the radio how I like them. I feed them. I am one with the magpies. As soon as you walk by yourself for the first time without your old co-host here, look what happens. They hate you.
Well, look, maybe you're right. But I swear to God, it was the scariest moment of my life. So it came down. And also, it's so embarrassing. There was a man walking on the other side of the river. And I deliberately went on the non-river side because I was like, they'll get me. So I was on the like residential side of the boulevard. And there's this man walking the other way and he sees the whole thing happen. And I scream because I'm a girl. And put my hands up over my head and then started running. So I'm running along the boulevard with my hands on my head, like, and I'm squinting my eyes because I'm like, if it comes back, it's going to get me in the eye. Then it came back again and got me again.
Maybe it could just smell the alcohol no. seeping out of your pores. Maybe it just wanted a bit of your smell. Maybe that's what it was,
no,
Ellie.
I don't know what it was. I wasn't trying to get its nest or anything, I promise.
Did it draw blood or anything?
No, it didn't actually touch me. It kind of just got my hair.
Well, that's good because... If you missed the show late last week, we had Boss Benny on and he got swooped by magpies out the front of work here and they got him. He had to go to hospital and get stitches. He had his head glued back together because he had it. You can see the photo of the blood right now. Hit GV on Instagram, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. It went nuts online. Mm. You're lucky you didn't have a situation like his.
Mine was way worse because it was humiliating. Oh. Okay. Yes, it didn't draw blood, but it was humiliating. There was all these cars on the boulevard seeing me running for my life.
Hang on. Ben got, he had blood drawn from his head, right? Work's making can wear an ice cream container on his head from now on because the magpie at the front of work, he knows his face. Plus, he had to sit at a bus stop.
And that's what I did too.
And he had to wait for his wife to pick him up. That's more humiliating, Ellie.
I went straight to the bus stop. I ran. And because it had been a big night before, I didn't really feel like doing much running on the Saturday. So I went to the bus stop along the boulevard and I just sheltered in there until the magpie had gone.
I have an idea.
What?
Today, no, you and I.
Nah.
Just the one that got Benny with blood, right?
Yeah.
We go together. If it leaves us alone, it means I'm one with the magpies. If you get swooped.
I don't want to go hunting again. That's why I'm bringing it up on this show. My magpie hunting days are over.
Oh, mine are just beginning.
I'm staying indoors until summer hits. I tell you what.
Kid Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
Big congrats to the Richmond Tigers, 114-25 of the GWS Giants. We have been speaking about it all morning. It's on everybody's tips of their tongues this morning, isn't it?
No, well, that is, but this is on mine.
Tigerland. And I don't feel we went from Tigerland. And any weather you will just see us with a reiterating that you are a West Coast fan.
Yeah. Give me a week. Give me a week of being a Tigers fan and then I'll jump off the bandwagon and back onto my boys.
I will not forget this next year. I want to talk about something I saw on the news because I was watching my mate Dean Lewis. Did you see his after party performance at the gig as well? He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then straight after Dean finished, the news came on and they were showing all the different things that were happening around Melbourne. And there was a queue out the door at the local barber in Richmond there. Everybody getting Dustin Martin haircuts. And I was surprised that you rocked up today with yours.
Look, I'm obviously a massive Tigers fan now. I still can't get around Dusty's hair. No matter how hard I try, I just hate its guts.
He could actually be an all right looking dude if he had an all right haircut. It's horrible. But lots of people love it. They embrace it because they love Dusty. And that's what you do for your team.
Yeah.
You go and commemorate a win by doing something like getting a haircut of your favorite player or getting a tattoo of your favorite team as well.
Yeah. Look, if the Eagles win next year, I'll get a Nick Natanui hairstyle.
So you could do, actually, I could do that as
you
well.
You could do that nicely. Some dreadies would look really good in your hair, yes.
Tattoos, they're a big thing. When your team wins a premiership, whether it's your local footy club or whether it's the Richmond Tigers on the weekend, people are getting sleeves, they're getting their players' names, they're getting the symbol, they're getting everything. Was there many people lining up at the tattoo party down there on the weekend?
So many. So I was on Swan Street and my friend was also on Swan Street at a different end and she sent me a Snapchat of the line outside the tattoo parlour of everyone getting Tigers tats. Look, it's a big commitment for one night. I'm ink free, don't have anything. I don't think I'd get – the only thing I'd get a tattoo for would be if I was in the Olympics, I'd get the rings.
Really? Yeah, my dad says, he goes, you're not allowed tattoos unless you make the Olympics.
Yeah.
Then you can have the rings as well.
Yeah.
Boss, big boss Alan, our general manager here at work, he's a massive Richmond fan.
Mm.
Apparently he got a sleeve on the weekend.
Imagine if he rocks up with like a face tap.
Dusty. Down to his wrist.
Oh, if he has a dusty haircut, I'll be so impressed.
Well, my Canberra Raiders, they're in the grand final this Sunday.
Yeah.
First time since 94, 25 years.
What are you going to get? Teardrop?
They're not that bad. If we win, I'd get a tattoo.
Are you sure you want to say that on the radio? Because you know when you say stuff on the radio, we've got a record of it and I can bring up the audio at any
time. I'm telling you right now, I cried on the weekend when they won the semi, let alone if they win the grand final, I'll do anything.
Yeah, but crying's different to brandishing your body for life.
It doesn't matter. I'll get a Canberra Raider, a little Raider tattoo on myself and I'm sure my dad will approve of it as well because he's such a big fan as well. We're going together.
All right, cool. All right, well, any tattoo parlours in Shep Monday morning?
No. We'll
make a booking now, just a tentative booking. We can cancel it if we need to, but you've locked that in. Hey, 13, 12, 16, we want to know this morning, Goulburn Valley, what have you done to commemorate a win? Let's go to Anna in Echuca. Anna, how'd you do it?
Oh, I had a pretty big night on Saturday night that continued till Sunday night.
Good effort. You're a Tigers fan, obviously.
Yeah, and my family actually flew from Canada for the occasion.
Whoa.
They were coming anyway, but they like made the judgment to come early. And yeah, all got to celebrate together, which was cool.
Did you get a tattoo, a Dustin Martin haircut? What did you do, Anna?
If you'd asked me that last night, I probably would have, yes.
Oh, good on you. Well, you keep celebrating, girl. Thanks for your call.
Woo!
It's crazy how much money people spend on getting to games for their teams.
Yeah, because it's more than just a game. It's a lifestyle for some people.
Yeah, good point. It's like people from Perth who drive, like literally drive across the Nullarbor when the Eagles or the Dockers make it.
Well worth the drive.
Yeah, of course it is.
If you end up winning, it's worth every single sacrifice.
Oh, I can't wait to see what your Raiders tattoo is going to look like. Now I'm really going to go for them this weekend.
This is The Catch-Up. with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I went to Melbourne over the weekend to, you know, soak up the atmos of the AFL Grand Final.
So where'd you watch the game?
Just in St Kilda.
Good.
Just at a pub. Then we went to Swan Street afterwards to, you know, to party on with all the Tigers fans. And it was quite, it was a big night. It was an expensive night because, like, 3 for $20 espresso martinis are not a thing in Melbourne. Trust me, you're paying $18 a pop.
Minimum. It's basically 1 for $20, isn't it?
Yes. And I was, you know, being the legend that I am, being like, yeah, guys, I'll get a round of drinks. You know, 6 espresso martinis. Thank you very much. Like, I cannot afford to do that. Anyway, I did. Sunday morning, went out for breakfast in St Kilda. I went for a walk along the beach. And then as I was coming back, my friends and I decided to go to 7-Eleven and get ourselves a little treat. And I was like, all I want this morning, you know, feeling a little bit dusty. I was like, all I want is a Slurpee.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, like a frozen Coke.
I thought you were going to say, what's that, that meat that you always get from 7-Eleven?
Jerky.
No, beef jerky.
But side note, that's on sale at Coles at the moment. I picked myself up 3 packets yesterday. Thank
Ellie's
you very
got
much.
This weird obsession, Golden Valley, with beef jerky. It makes zero sense, but we roll with it.
It's so good. It's like $2.20 at the moment. Get around it, guys. In fact, I've got some in the office.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Breakfast.
I've digressed. So we go to 7-Eleven and I go to get my Slurpee. And Slurpees at 7-Eleven are cheap as chips. 80 cents. That's
80?
All it costs.
I thought they were $1.
$1 for a large. And I was like, but I'm, you know, obviously shredding for our awards ceremony. Mm. So I'll just go small. Thank you very much. So 80 cents. Go up. And I said, sorry, all I've got is my card. Do you mind if I put this 80 cents on my card? The guy's like, yep, no worries. All good. Go to buy it. Card declined.
Oh, that hurts.
80 cents.
Surely
this can't be a thing. Try it again. Card declined again. So my friend had to step in and say, here, mate, I'll lend you the 80 cents.
Oh.
And he bought me a Slurpee. And then the rest of the day, they're like, Ellie, how tough are you doing it?
Well, the thing is, it happens to everyone at some point, doesn't it?
Yeah, but 80 cents, Josiah, I get $80. Maybe.
Could you
not
have used one? Don't you have another card or something that you could have used?
Not on me, because I've got my little pouch, my phone pouch that keeps my card in it.
Do you carry coins at all?
No, I just have my phone. I didn't have anything.
You know what your problem is? You need to be like a wog. You need to be like us Albanians or the Italians, the Greeks. You only carry cash.
Oh, do you? Yeah. How much cash you got on you at the moment?
Well, I've got a fair bit. Oh, I will not disclose that because someone will mug me in the streets. And yes, I will lend you money if you need it.
Can you, please?
Yes.
Just 80 cents is apparently all I need.
I will happily give you 80 cents.
Migoreng is all I'm going to be able to eat for the rest of the week.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
I will perform a feat of lunatic daring.
Josiah and Ellie give you Monday's Muppet.
What a Muppet.
Everybody's favourite segment where we highlight the biggest special human being of the week when someone has done something to annoy others.
I thought everyone's favourite segment was when you do Solving Life's Mysteries on a Thursday.
Every segment I do is everybody's favourite,
okay.
Ellie.
Sorry, I just got a bit confused for a second.
Last week's Muppet, if you forgot, was that motorbike rider that I saw on the streets who had the number plate cop.
Yep.
And he was driving around with a cop pattern on the side of his bike trying to pretend to be a cop to scare people.
Spoiler alert, wasn't a cop.
Loser. This week's Muppet, round of applause for French referee from Wallabies game last night, Romain Poit.
I've been trying to guess who it was all morning. I'm never going to guess Romain Poit.
That's what I said. Wallabies coach Michael Checker, he's not held back after game-changing controversy, which actually decided the fate of yesterday's game. We could have had a win. This is how angry he is with the French referee. Take a listen.
I don't know anymore. I don't know the rules anymore. Honestly, don't know the rules anymore. And like, the administrators are spooking the referees. Referees are worried about making the wrong decision.
I feel like I don't know a lot about rugby, but I feel like maybe the coach of our national team should probably know the rules.
Well,
you know, like, I don't know the rules anymore. Well, maybe learn them.
Because the referee decided, basically what happened is the guy was taking a carry with the ball. I watched the game last night in our loss to the Welsh team. And as he fended off the player, his fend rode from the chest and with friction because the guy did a bad tackle and he went up towards his throat. 4 minutes it took the ref to decide whether it was a penalty or not. So 4 minutes. Imagine the game stopping for that long and then they finally decided it was. You wonder why rugby union, they say, is a dying sport when stuff like that's happening. It's being ruined. I thought NRL and AFL was bad enough with the referees. When I watched the World Cup last night and saw that, I thought, thank goodness for that. So this week's Muppet is the French referee of the game, Romain Poit, for ruining the Rugby World Cup.
Oh, Romain Poit.
He's an idiot.
But Did it take so long because they were going to video referee?
Yeah, the video ref couldn't decide if there was a penalty or not, and they still gave it in the end.
Well, then isn't the real Muppet the video ref then?
No, because the ref was the one that called it and sent it to the video ref. And then then they started arguing the ref, and the ref said why. So it comes down to the referee's decision in union at the end, not the video ref. The video ref just shows it for old Romain over here to see.
Romain. Manuel. What's his name again?
Romain Poit.
Romain Poit. I feel sorry for Romain then Poit. I can't even say his name.
You'd be a great referee.
Yeah. Put me in there. Chuck me in there. Hunjo. All right. Well, stay tuned. If you see a Monday Muppet or someone that is a Muppet that could be next week's Monday Muppets, feel free to send it in to us at any time.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, the new season of Love Island is going to be premiering in a couple of weeks on Channel 9. Love Island was one of those surprise packet shows last year. Came out of nowhere and everyone loved it.
Yeah, see, I've never seen an episode. It doesn't really interest me that much. But you know what? After seeing the cast has come out overnight, I got a slight interest. I'll give it a chance.
Yeah, look, it's basically just trashy hot people trying to find love. Trying to find love and Instagram followers.
And that's about it.
That's about it.
So it's pretty well like The Bachelor, except they all live together. Is that right?
And they go to Spain or somewhere and it's like fancy.
And Sophie Monk hosts it.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a very good synopsis.
To be honest, I'd rather watch you and I stuck in a room than watch this.
I wouldn't, trust me. Anyway, the cast has been revealed. And the part that excited me the most were the rumours that were swirling late last week that Shane Warne's son, Jackson, was going to be part of the cast.
That would be huge. So he's obviously over 18 now.
Yeah.
How old's Jackson? We don't see many stories about him, do we?
No, we don't. But I've been looking at him this morning. He's not bad looking.
Yeah?
Yeah, he looks a lot like Warney.
Doesn't that make you feel a bit old when Warney's son's old enough to go to On Love Island and he's old enough for you to be able to check him out?
Well, I wasn't checking him out. I was just doing my research for the show, Josiah.
Oh, okay? I see how it works.
Okay, I knew he was going to be in the story that we were telling. So
they released the contestants overnight. There's, what, 5 girls, 5 guys?
Mm-hmm.
Is he one of them?
He's not one of them, but I don't reckon that means that he's definitely not going to be on it because I feel like they've got intruders and stuff.
Yeah, so I went through the list of people, and it seems like a controversial year. You've got obviously a waitress, so she's obviously a stripper, a businesswoman.
Whoa!
Oh, what else does a waitress mean?
Someone who serves tables.
Yeah, that's their way of saying stripper. Vanessa, she's a businesswoman from New South Wales. Businesswoman means she's probably just an Instagrammer. Cynthia, a model, of course she is. What else? Here we go. Cassie, an EA. Probably a stripper on the side as well.
You are being very rude now.
Hang on. I like this one. Karsha, she's 19 years old. She's a lifeguard and she's a born-again Christian. That's throwing a spanner in the works.
I tell you what, God will not like this show.
I was going to say, how will that go with her beliefs on a show like this?
Not well. Not well. She's only 19. What a little baby.
What about the blokes, Ellie?
Yeah, what about him?
Owen, a real estate agent from Queensland. Oh.
Why are you laughing? You're just saying names and jobs. It's not that funny.
Because I'm picturing this guy, right? He's Owen. He spells his name E-O-G-H-A-N.
Yeah, because he's obviously Irish.
Right? He's a real estate agent from Queensland. Yeah. Did you see what Chris Lilly show that came out a couple of months ago?
Oh, Lunatics.
Lunatics. I reckon Owen is going to be the real estate agent that he plays in that show. He'll be exactly like him. Gerard. A personal trainer.
What? You're just stating professions.
I'll tell you why. Here we go. Matt, a model. He lived with Justin Lacko. Adam, a plasterer. That's better. So this is what I'm after.
What are you judging this on?
Because they're all models and personal trainers and Instagram owners and all that sort of stuff. Where are all the standard, you know, where are the plumbers?
The radio announcers? Not like the real announcers. Professions?
No, I want some chefs in there. I want some plumbers. I want some more tradies out there.
Okay, you write to Sophie Monk and you tell her that, okay?
Where are all the average Joe Blows?
That's not what Love Island is about. Love Island is about freakishly good-looking people who might be a little bit ditzy.
Yeah, but we don't want that. You know what I will watch? I'll tune in if it's a realistic show about realistic people.
You know what? Then watch The Block, buddy. Watch The Block.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, you may remember, if you've been a long-term listener of this show, that this time last year we embarked upon a journey to get a ferret ready for the Shepparton show.
It was one of the greatest moments we've had on this show. We had little Roger Faraday, didn't we?
We did. We'll take you down a little trip down memory lane just to refresh your memories, because after we do this, we're going to need your help with something. Here's how it went down this time last year.
What started as an innocent trip to the Benalla races?
I got so invested in the horses.
You and I had a little moment where we just sat there over a drink, didn't we? And we were just like, you know what? We need to get involved with more races more often because this is us to a T.
I want a horse. I want to be a trainer. I know.
Led to a call from Whitey in Avenel that would change their lives forever.
I heard you're having a bit of a problem about trying to, you know, become a trainer, a horse trainer or a train. I said, I've got the thing for you. Becoming a ferret trainer. We might be able to take you to the ship show.
Sensational.
This is awesome. This is the closest we'll get to owning a racehorse.
So with the all clear from the boss.
So you guys have a ferret.
We've got a ferret.
All right, game on. I'll give you guys 2 weeks.
Really?
Actually, do you know what? If it wins,
what
should I give to you guys?
A raise would be good.
Yeah. Josiah and Ellie were on their way.
We've got 2 weeks till the Shep show. Now, in that time, we've got to get a ferret ready. We can't just have this ferret that we keep calling the ferret. We need to give it a name.
It's got to be Ferret Bueller.
Naming it after one of my favourite players for the Bombers in the AFL, Zach Ferret.
Mark Ferretta. Ferret Face.
Fergie the Ferret.
Roger Ferretta.
We've had
Frederick the Ferret.
Frederick.
Neil Patrick Ferret.
How about Ferret Gump?
The votes were pouring in from around the GV, and after 24 hours, they had their result.
The Goulburn Valley's Ferret will be named
Roger Federer!
Oh, oh, he's got a name!
Roger Ferretter!
I'm very happy with this. Are you happy?
Oh, mate, couldn't be happier.
With the name down, it was time to make the trip to Avenel to meet Roger.
Roger Ferret.
Roger Ferretter is one of those. You reckon this one?
Yeah. What this is a really good ferret.
Roger's about to bite you.
I'm scared of Roger.
And Josiah and Ellie's ferret training began.
Roger Ferrer, we've named her, we've met her.
Yep.
Next week we're going to race her, but before we do all that, we decided we need to give her a theme song.
Yeah, a bit of a pump-up song that we can play to her before the race, get her fired up. Roger, F to the E-R, E the T the E-R. Can no other ferret put it down like him, he's ferret-lish.
I'll make big promises, Roger will win big things, he'll give his everything.
Ferrets?
There was something show that day where the ferret track lay, Roger Ferretnando. You know I think Shep needs a ferret now, ferret now.
As Ferret Now began to climb the Spotify chart, scandal rocked Roger's world.
The secretary of the Shep Show has given us a call. Hello, Julie.
Hi, how are you going?
Julie, you've got us very nervous this morning.
There's a bit of questions about some special ingredients being added to the ferret's water.
Not our ferret, though, right?
Oh, I'm not too sure.
Wait, are people accusing us of putting stuff in Roger Ferret's water?
Are we in a doping scandal right now?
And if that wasn't bad enough, Whitey was back to drop a second bombshell.
Ellie, I'm sorry, but your ferret is due to have babies.
She's pregnant.
What? No way. Roger's pregnant?
Baby ferret.
There you go. This journey of a century that we went on with Roger Ferret. Now, guess what? Today is 2 weeks till the Shep show. You know, you see where I'm going with this?
Well, I know where your thought patterns are going and I'm on board because everything that happened with Rog was successful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we ended up getting pipped at the post and getting absolutely robbed.
Well, we know there is a video at Hit GV Instagram page you can see right now, which clearly shows Roger winning, but we're not bitter over that,
No,
are we?
We're not bitter, whatever. But we do want to go bigger and better for this year. So after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to spitball a few ideas for this year's Shep Show because we're going to be back bigger and better than ever this year, but we're going to need your help, Goulburn Valley.
Hit Breakfast
with
Josiah and Ellie.
You just missed it. We just took a little trip down memory lane to this time last year when we trained up a ferret and raced it at the Shep Show.
Roger Ferretter. What a little hero he was to us. Yeah. Or she, I should say.
She.
With the name Roger.
She's since gone on to have heaps of babies. She's doing well, old Rog, from all accounts, from Whitey. But we thought this year, the Shep Show is coming up. It's in 2 weeks. We've kind of been there, done that a bit with the ferrets. You know, ferret racing's back. We will have a ferret in it, but we want to focus our attention elsewhere because we're very good at training, obviously. We're professional trainers after our time with Roger. So now we're looking for a different event to enter. So I thought we could take this opportunity to just spitball a few ideas.
Well, there's a few, and we do have a list in front of us here now. And one of my favourites, and it doesn't really involve you, but there's a cupcake making competition.
Okay.
And you know I'm a great cook. I came second in our office comp. So I feel like if you send me out to the Golden Valley, I could bring it home.
The problem is you cheated in our office comp and used a packet mix. Well, you couldn't do that there.
Well, how do they know?
Because they're experts, bro. They're not just like Robbie from sales.
I'm telling you right now, what I did was I got the Coles packet mix. And I added a few extra curveballs in there so no one knew it was a packet mix. I could do the same thing.
No, you can't do that. We don't want to be cheaters, Josiah. We are legitimate entrants into the Shep Show. There's horticulture categories. Should we like make some plants or something? Grow some plants. Probably not long enough.
Make some plants?
You're like, we'll just go to Woolies and get those. You know how they're giving them away instead of Ushies now?
Oh, those ones. Yeah. Grow them. What, yeah. And enter what? The best plant competition? Yeah. Is that something they have?
I guess so. What about mini horse and ponies schedule?
Yeah. Come on. None of this is Roger Ferret, Ellie.
Yeah, but we could get a little pony and like train that up to do some cool stuff.
What about they got those horses that jump through fire?
Oh. I feel like we'd need more than 2 weeks to teach a horse to jump through fire.
Well, they've got the horses. We just need to be on it and know how to ride it through fire. I used to be a horse rider as a teenager. Mm-hmm. I had a fall when I was 15, 16 years old. Haven't been back on a horse since.
Okay.
Imagine if I got back. I'd be happy to. I just haven't had the chance because I was scarred for a couple of years. And since then, we don't have a horse anymore.
All right. Well, we'll put that one on the list.
Imagine if I got on the back of a horse and then jumped through fire.
I'll hold the fire. You ride the horse.
I don't mind it.
Okay.
The idea.
I'm writing it down. What about arts and crafts? There's a whole range of arts and crafts. We could do ceramics.
I'm terrible with that
mosaics,
stuff, though.
Maybe. Yeah,
boring. I mean, it's not boring if you love doing it.
Hey, you and I, when we were locked in that room, we had to do portraits of each other and they were amazing.
Yeah, it's true. You know what? If we get locked in another room sometime, we could easily do a mosaic together.
True. We could just lock ourselves in a room for fun and do some arts and crafts.
And not record it. That'd be fun. That's what I want to do.
Goat schedule?
What do you
mean? Boar dairy goats. We could enter a goat competition.
What do you do in a goat comp?
I don't know, but I reckon we could get a goat ready.
What, like a Roger Ferret goat version?
Yes. Well, Roger Ferret is the goat, so it only makes sense, as in the greatest of all time.
Wait, what do they race goats? Like, how does it work?
I think they're just the prettiest. I don't know.
Well, you do know I love a goat. I love it. Okay, do they have a cow competition?
There is dairy cattle.
You know what? I was obsessed with my obsession with the cows.
Oh, Jersey cows.
Jersey cows. They're very beautiful cows.
I know you love the Jersey cows. Okay. Well, we've got a few options here. I feel like we need to investigate further because we don't really know what we're going to be best at. Tomorrow on the show, let's get the head of the Shep Show on and have a chat and see what she reckons.
Julie. Jules. What has she got for us?
I reckon something's bound to click.
I'm liking the horse through fire. I'm liking the goat because Roger was the goat. I also don't mind the Jersey cow. I've got an obsession with cows.
Hey, if you have any suggestions of competitions we could enter for the Shep Show, please get involved. 13, 12, 16, or just hit us up on the socials as well. Hit GV on Insta, hit Golden Valley on Facebook.
This is
Are We Ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.